Pascha Week is a period in the year where the Church relives hour by hour all the events of the final days of our Lord Jesus Christ, culminating in his victorious crucifixion and his glorious resurrection. Upper Room Media presents to you the Pascha Week sermons.
Dear Saint Jacob, do not break your covenant with us or deprive us of your mercy. We ask you, Lord, to hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
With the start of the Holy Pascha, the Church outlines for us a different way of worship, by which we have 5 hours in the morning. An hour is made of a prophecy from the Old Testament reflected by the events in the New Testament, which is the Gospel, and the psalm is chanted in the middle to actually give us a mood to contemplate and to think about how every event and every feelings during this Holy Week. What we try to do is, as we did during the Holy 40 days during the Lent, that we're following the commandment of God very closely. Now we are following the last week of Lord Jesus Christ, and we're following what happens hour by hour. I'm not going to dwell about the events of today, but basically the routine that Lord Jesus established, that he cleansed the house, he cleansed the temple twice. The second time happened today after he was welcomed to Jerusalem as a king. He cleansed the house and the house of God, the temple, and he made a whip. He didn't hit anyone, but he actually turned off all the money exchangers' tables, and also he released all the animals that was in the temple, and he ordered them, "My house is a house of prayer, and you made it a den of thieves." In the hours of today, we heard about that the Lord asking us about having faith in him, or what the people say about Jesus. So let us go quickly about what are the things, the measures, how to test myself, or how, what are some of the parameters about my faith and trust in God. First, I'll start by the definition of faith as it is written in Hebrew 11, which is a chapter of faith. Now, faith is the substance, Hebrew 11, chapter 1, the epistle of St. Paul to the Hebrews. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. And people who choose to deny God or be atheist, they have a faith in itself, that they choose to be attached to certain belief or certain doctrine. But for us who are the children of God, who are enlightened by being born of the water and the Spirit, faith for us is something very important and very vital in our spiritual life. So, that's the definition of faith according to St. Paul, the substance of things hoped for. So I hope for eternity, I hope for forgiveness of sins, I hope that the Lord will remember me when he come in his kingdom, as the right thief asked the Lord. And to test myself, there are some questions to test if I am in the faith. My dear friends, faith is not merely just words about what we believe in, but it's actually to be confident in our way of trust and in our way of we worshiping God. So what are the methods by which we express our faith? I'll just go through a few points. First is love. You express your faith to God by loving him, because when you love someone, you are more likely to trust him and to have a relationship with him. And we know that God put for us hope and love, and the three of them, al-iman, faith and hope and love. And the one that will stay forever is with us is love. So first is one of the parameters or the measurements of our faith is love. Another measure, which is deeds, our action, so how we conduct ourselves in our lives. Also, the purity of heart is an expression of faith. The more I struggle and make my heart pure inside, that only God can see this pure heart. Another point that helps us to measure our faith is the power that the power of faith, or the power that He grants us, that all things are possible. The amount of trust and the amount of submission I give to God. Another test of faith is my faith is tested during trials, during hardships, during challenges. Am I having the same faith during challenge? St. Peter was challenged and he denied Christ. But the Lord said, I prayed for you, Peter, that your faith will not perish. So when you are in trials and tribulations and difficulties, that's when your faith is tried. Testing the faith also according to God's commandments. The Lord said, whoever loves me will keep my commandments. So if I value God's commandments, this is another measure of faith. Another point is faith is by how concerned I am about eternity. So if I really, my eyes are opened about the afterlife, is eternity something real for me, something I work towards, something that I really admire? Example, our forefathers in the early centuries of Christianity, the rulers, the Christian rulers, will even take the prisoners to be free from prison for the whole time of Passion Week, for the sake that they worship, hoping that they, when they worship and they go to church day and night, that will change their behavior. It's like a corrective service. So faith is actually looking at eternity, that actually understand that there is afterlife, and I connect with this afterlife, and I work towards it. We will discuss that briefly, but the last two points is, the test of faith is the orthodoxy of your belief, the sound doctrine. A test of faith, that do I have the sound doctrine, the true, real faith as Jesus wanted it to be, according to the Bible and according to the early church fathers. The last point is your faith has sound qualities. The faith itself, the quality of the faith that you have. And Jesus said in the Bible, in His second coming, will He find faith on earth? So quickly, if you really want more measures, that how you can read the book of the life of faith written by Pope Shenouda. He wrote a very nice book about the life of faith. First is how I test by faith, my faith by love. All of you know that the chapter of love in the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and here St. Paul outlines and he says, and though I have all faith, if I have all faith, the Lord mentioned in the Bible, in the Gospels today, if I have faith, like a mustard seed, I can move mountain. So St. Paul is challenging us, and he's saying, if I have all faith, so that I could move mountains, but I have no love, I am nothing. So love is the summit of virtues, and it should go hand in hand, and this is one of the measurements of my faith in my heart. That's why the true Christians will be very scared to actually break the bond of love with anyone. Another point is my deeds. My faith can be tested by my actions, my deeds. Actions is the expression of my deeds, my programming inside in my heart and my brain. If my programming is according to the Bible, then my deeds will be holy. So the person's behavior may be a test of his faith. And the reference from the Bible, 1 John chapter 2, he says, he who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. If I leave my true faith, then I should observe God's commandments. Another point to test my faith is by having a pure heart, having a pure heart. Saint Abraham, the Bishop of Fayyum, who rested in the Lord about 102 years ago, in 1914, 110 years ago, he actually said he used to cry all night, create in me a clean heart of O God, because the pure heart will be able to be a temple of the Holy Spirit, will witness God. A pure heart is actually something that all of us, we need to work on. So create in me a clean heart, as we say in Psalm 50. So the true believer is the one who practices religion, religious devotion, without envying the worldly things, without setting his mind on what's seen. And they behave and they believe, and the believers are content with whatever circumstance and whatever they are in. And all of you know the verse in Philippians chapter 4, it says, verse 13, I can do all things in Christ who strengthen me. So having a pure heart. Also trust that everything work for good. Everything work for good. Because I set my mind on Christ and I love him, I trust him. So even the bad things that may happen or adverse things that may come across me in my life, I trust that the Lord will change it for good. Test your faith through the power of your love as a result of your relationship with God. In Romans, it can do all things in Christ who strengthen me. Another point that actually checked my faith is actually the test of faith during trials. And we repeat that over and over in the Epistle of St. James. If anyone has trials or tribulations, pray to the Lord. If anyone's sick, let him ask the priest to come and pray for him and anoint him with oil. So the believers accept the trials, believing that they are for good, and God will save them from those trials. And he is not disturbed or troubled, and his heart is not burdened with the sadness and pain. Yes, he suffers, yet these sufferings, because of his faith and trust that God is around his heart and God is so near to him, he puts God between him and the tribulations. Unlike the people of the world, if they throw themselves into the trouble and they stay day and night thinking about their problem, instead of shelving it out, filing it and saying, Lord, this issue, I will deliver it and leave it in your hand. So Pope Shenouda always teach us, put God between your difficulties or trials, put God between you and your trials. In Psalm 124, he says, our souls had escaped as a bird from the snare of that of the fowler. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. No matter how hard the trials, even if you are caught like a bird in a snare, like you know, in the olden days they have like special traps for birds and whatever. Even if the bird is already trapped and caught by the fowler, like he actually has trust that the Lord will release him. So David the prophet is saying, even if I am troubled and in a big trouble, I trust that the Lord will release me from that trouble. One of the saints yesterday, his name is Yohanna ibn Nagah. He was in a very high, in the 10th century, and he was in a very high status as a treasurer, and the king wanted him to be to leave Christianity and adopt other religion. And he said, give me 24 hours to actually think about it. And he went to his house and he said, I am going to confess Christ. I don't care if I die. So the governor ordered 1,000 whips to be whipped with. And with the number 300 whip, he actually delivered his soul. And he was very clingy to Christ. So even the three young youth, even if they are in the fire, yet they trust if the Lord wants to save them, they are happy for the Lord to die in the Lord, to die for the name of Christ. And this is another issue. When we are in trials, where we are trialed, example like when you have conduct your HSC trials or you're having an assignment at your school, these trials or these assignments, is the aim of it is actually to make you study this subject in depth. So the most common trial that all of us we go through, like health trials or difficulties in life or mortgage cliff, you name it. Like, there is lots of trials around us. Another point to test our faith is to test your faith with the commandments of God and keep the Lord. Example, one of the commandments, to keep the Lord's day. We get very tempted to work extra hours on Saturday or Sunday with more pay, and we get challenged by that. But if you keep the commandment of honor the day of the Lord will honor you. The Lord will honor you. So this is one of the commandments, is one of the parameters or one of the measurements of our faith. Do you rejoice in the day of the Lord? The Lord orders. In today's entrance of Lord Jesus to Jerusalem, many people was objecting for the kids and the whole Jewish people holding palm trees and holding palm leaves and twigs from the olive branches and saying, Hosanna, save us, the son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And they asked to rebuke them, the Pharisees. But the Lord said, even if they stop, the stones will actually start chanting. And that's what happened on Good Friday, when all those people who chanted, save us, Lord Jesus, and they confessed, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, they turned against him and said, crucify him, crucify him. And that was the time when Lord Jesus died on the cross, that the earth quaked, the earth was shaken, and also the rocks were broken. When the rocks explode or separate or like become fragmented, it creates noise. And this is what the Lord said. All the rocks are saying, this is not fair for the creator of the whole universe to be judged by humans, whether they are Jews or non-Jews, the Romans, the Gentiles. Everyone condemned the Lord to death, and he accepted death with his own power, and he delivered his soul to save me. So this is one of the parameters of my faith, is how valuable the commandments of God in my eyes, how valuable the commandments of the tithe, how valuable the commandments of keeping my purity, because the Lord orders us. Every sin you do is outside the body, but the one who commits adultery or fornication is actually he says that the body belongs to the Lord. So the Lord is the one who made this body. This is a temple. And when the Lord said, knock down this temple and I will resurrect it or rebuild it in 3 days, he was talking about his body when they crucify him, and he dies on the cross. After 3 days, he will rise again. So this is another measure of my faith and my trust in the Lord, which is how valuable the commandments of God. When we order or when we advise the newcomers to the church, we say to them, try to learn the commandments of the Lord, his statutes, his orders, his prefects, his rights. The Lord has right in my income to give him my tithe and so forth. If you want to go deeper into about how the commandment of the Lord also is not to envy or not to covet for the unrighteous people or the wicked people or the sinful people, go to Psalm 37 and Psalm 73. You will understand more about how valuable is actually, I do not envy the unbelievers or the wicked people. Another point is, how concerned about eternity? How important eternity for you? And that can actually, maybe the whole idea why we have a Passion Week where put on a standstill for many things in our lives, like social media. Some people take time off work. Some people come to the church more often, day and night. Some people have quiet time between themselves and God. Some people slow down with social media or connection with others. So that's another test for us. How important to watch for our eternity, watch for the Lord, and to have spiritual alertness. It's a deep test of faith for all of us. How important my repentance for me. God has spent and very heavy cost for our sins. How do I look to my sins and my mistakes? Do I take it lightly? And some people come and confess and say the things that really bother them, and then later on, Abuna, the common sins, lying and doing whatever, and as if those common sins did not cause Christ to actually shed his blood on the cross for me. Repentance, the desire for good deeds, the desire for heaven. The love of the companionship with the Lord and to have some oil in our lamps like the wise five wise virgins. Another point is to have a sound faith without controversy, to have the true, real faith, the sound faith, because there are many faith around us in the world that actually may not be the true one. And that's what the true faith that St. Paul ordered Timothy. He said, the faith that was once entrusted to you by the saints, to deliver the faith or that faith to a reliable men who were also qualified to teach others. And we can see that at least four generations. Christ entrusted the disciples with that faith. He gave them, we call it the creed or the honest faith. So that honest faith was delivered from Christ to St. Paul, and St. Paul entrusted it to Timothy, and St. Paul ordered Timothy to select people that will be honest to this trustworthy faith to actually teach others and deliver that faith to them. And we as parents, the parents are with us here, and future youth as future families, you have to do your best to actually give your kids the true faith, the pure faith that you've been handed from Christ himself. Don't take your Christianity as second hand and say, I'll defend the faith of my fathers. I'll defend the faith of my ancestors. Unless you have a strong relationship with Christ, then you will not be able to deliver the sound doctrine to the generations to come. The last point is to have a workable faith or a practical faith of sound qualities. What does it mean to be steadfast in the faith? Is your faith a practical one? What I mean by that, is it firm so that no ruler or no outer circumstances can shake it? And does it weaken or does it have doubt? Or is your heart is filled with peace and you don't have any fear? By having faith means that faith and trusting God with all the points that we've mentioned will make you resilient, will make you strong and steadfast against all the challenges of the world. When the disciples were challenged by high waves when they were in the boat, the Lord said to them, I am he. And they trusted in him. And once he entered the boat, there was complete silence. So the sound qualities of faith, to have a practical faith, what we call a prosperous faith. Is your faith a living faith, a prosperous one that grows day by day? Or is it a stagnant one? And the Lord mentioned one of the verses is the pure true religion of God is that the person will keep himself without the defilement of the world, and he will actually look after the widow and orphans in their challenge. May the Lord God Almighty give us the gift of faith, because faith that you are born with, because the Lord created you according to his likeness and image. So you are born with an amount of faith and the receptors, so you have the hardware for that faith, but you have to work with the software all your life to actually every now and then nourish your conscience with the love of God, with the commandments of God. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.